Hello and welcome to the Veg Grower Podcast. This is episode 86 and it's the 17th of October 2016. And this week's title is How I Grow Blueberries, because I've been checking my blueberries today and they are looking really good, which is why I love growing them. And I thought I'd talk a bit about it. So I've been growing them for a few years and I'm pretty good at it. So we'll come to that in due course. Now, firstly, we'll talk to about updates. We'll start with the allotment. Now, been down there a few times during the week just trying to keep on top of weeding, but spent 5 hours on Sunday down there. I started the day with a cooked breakfast, just some beans and sausages, a bit of bacon, nothing too flash, a bit of toast, coffee, you know. Again, nothing too flash, but I just fancied it. I haven't done it at this allotment. I used to do it down my old one a lot. So anyway, I basically started turning over the soil that we've cleared and trying to remove all the couch grass roots and the bramble roots. In fact, we're trying to remove the bramble roots. I was using my Chiltington hoe, I think it's called, and the shaft on that snapped. So I've got to get a new shaft for that so I can fix that, but the old shaft I've actually used as a dibber. I'll come to that in a bit. But yeah, anyway, I've dug out the count, not all of them, there's still more to go, but I've just dug the soil over there and then tried removing a bit of couch grass. I then went on to what was the bean bed, and I've removed all the beans now. They've gone into the compost heap, and I've dug that over again and trying to remove the couch roots from that as well. They've got everywhere. And I'm preparing that ready for the shallots to go in, but I've dug it over anyway. I've removed quite a bit of it, and I will carry on and do a bit more this weekend with that. I just want it all done. Into the onion bed, I've planted some onions. Now, I had four varieties: Senshu and Electric, which came from a garden centre, then Japanese and Red from Wilkinson's. Now, these have all gone in the same bed. In fact, the Electric I didn't quite have enough for, so I'm growing some of those at home, which is not what I wanted to do this year, but I've had to. Anyway, they've all gone in the same bed, and I'm going to run a comparison on how the garden centre do compared to the Wilkinson's as a comparison. I'd done that last year, and the Wilkinson's actually turned out better, but they were in different beds. We'll see what happens this year, if it's any better. The reason I said I'll come back to the broken hoe with a dibber, basically that shaft, I was plunging into the soil as a dibber and then just dropping the bulb sets into there to go, and it worked really well, actually, I have to admit. So yeah, that shaft is not going to be wasted, so I'll get a replacement shaft for the hoe, and I'm gonna the broken shaft I'm gonna try and shave down just to make it tidier, a bit of a corner on it. After doing that, I've had a bit more weeding and tidying up, and ran around with a strimmer. It's looking pretty good. We'll see what happens this weekend. And I think next week is when the inspection's due, so I'm confident I'm going to keep the allotment, but obviously we'll have to see what happens. Now at home, I've sown some peas, a variety called Douche Province. These are the autumn sown peas. They will end up down the allotment, but yeah, I've sown them. Hopefully they'll take. I've just put them into the root drainers, one per each one. Used up all the seeds I had, so yeah, that's good. Yeah, not much more I can say about that. I didn't soak them or anything, I just put them straight in there, gave them a good watering. I've then continued to tidy up the potting shed. All the onions and the shallots that I grown this year and removed. I sorted those out, removing any that had gone too far and getting those all sorted, really. Giving me a bit more space in there. I'm now storing those in somewhere a bit warmer and what have you. But I'm also starting just to tidy up outside, just getting a little bit tidier for the winter, autumn. But while doing it, you know, my saffron's growing. I mentioned it last week, and that's still growing more and more. So, yeah, that's good. Rhubarb is starting to sag a little, so that's obviously going to be dying back soon. As I mentioned earlier, blueberries are turning red. I've put a photo on Instagram about it, so it's looking pretty good. I'll put the photo on this blog post as well, if you're interested as well. Okay, so not much more I have to really say about that. So let's talk about how I grow blueberries. Now, I've grown blueberries for several years. I've actually got 4 blueberry plants in total. They're quite popular at the moment. I find blueberries are quite attractive, upright, bushy plants with clusters of pretty white bough flowers in late spring, with a fair crop of fruit, and in the autumn, is just the leaves just turn this all wonderful red. The only real thought I can say is they need acidic conditions. So I grow in large pots and I fill them with ericaceous compost. That way I can move them around, but they are attractive and what have you. I do recommend having 2 varieties flowering at the same time to get effective pollination. You can have one, but the crops just, you get a smaller crop. With 2, you get quite a lot more. They're not pretty difficult. They're not time consuming at all. You know, just getting the right soil type is the vital thing, and keeping them pretty watered. They grow in sun or light shade. You know, with rich, fertile, acidic soil containing large amounts of organic matter. So it can retain moisture, because these are actually bog plants. But they do need good drainage at the same time. I say bug plants, it's probably a bit thing. So yeah. So they need quite regular watering, especially when they are establishing and well watered in dry summer, but not drowned. Never allow them to dry right out, of course. But don't use tap water. I've never used tap water. I've always used tap water out for rainwater. Just because of the slope. It needs that acidity. And each spring I just feed them with chicken manure pellets. And mulch with some well-rotted compost, really. So I grow in pots, and I like to. I'm going to be repotting them. I try and go for as large as I can get. But next year they're all going to be, all 4 are going to be repotted into something pretty large. All the same size. So I'm going to have to get a lot of ericaceous compost in. 4 large pots, and we'll plant them like that. Don't really need pruning, which is one of the things I love about them. You know, you just keep them weed free, and that's about it. They're so easy, and harvesting is easy. I've just picked the individual berries when they've turned that deep blue black colour, and they feel slightly soft. You know. I say the deep blue colour. I've got one variety that is called Pink Lemonade, and that actually produces pink blueberries. I say it produces, it has never produced. I've had it a few years now. It's not produced one, so I'm going to give it, see what happens last year when I pot it on, next year even, when I pot it on, and see what happens. Once picked, you know, they keep okay in a fridge for a couple of weeks, providing they're checked regularly and what have you. I like to add them to my smoothies in the morning with a load of yogurt and other fruits and stuff. Of course, you can pot them in muffins and things and like that. They've got hundreds of uses and they're tasty. Sprinkled on pancakes is something I've done before as well. So yeah, high in antioxidants, so they're really quite healthy for you. But most importantly, they are easy to grow, easy to look after, produce food. I generally have bought small plants from garden centre. I've never actually tried taking cuttings, but I might try that as an experiment one year, just to see how it does. So, yeah. Okay, so that's it really for this week. I'm going to wrap up and carry on. It's been really, really good looking out the window today and walking around the gardens and what have you. It's starting to feel autumnal, which is great. Gardens starting to look a bit on the messy side, but the allotment's looking good. But we'll see. We'll see. Anyway, so with that, I'm gonna wrap up for today, and I will speak to you all next week. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about that next week yet, so if anybody's got any ideas, let me know. I'm going to start researching it this tonight on what to do, so yeah. Anyway, so with that, I'm Richard from VegGrow Podcast, and I'll speak to you again next week.